I don't care.
Who cares?
I don't care.
I don't care.
We don't care.
I don't care.
I don't care.
This is the podcast that nobody cares about. No. Full of news that nobody gives a crap about. This is the
Who Cares
News for Monday, August 15th, 2016. And now, here's your hosts, Dan Kemp and Morgan. Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Did you have a good weekend?
I did nothing. I was a sloth.
That means you had a good weekend. Slothing
is...
Yeah,
but you know, it was too short.
Too short. You were off Friday. Friday,
it doesn't matter.
Saturday, Sunday. I can't really feel too bad for you.
When you're slothing, it all goes by too fast.
I feel like I got absolutely nothing done this weekend because I got absolutely nothing done this weekend.
I got
all
nothing.
All I did was
nothing.
Watch the Olympics, fixer-upper. Yeah. Y'all ready for your fixer-upper?
That's good time. I watched some of that, too.
I posted something on my website today. Oh, not my website, but on my Facebook account today. You can... You know that Chip, speaking of fixer-upper, Chip and Joanna Gaines have put together this bed and breakfast in Waco, and it has been sold out throughout 2016. Well, starting on Thursday, I believe, you can reserve dates at their Magnolia House for 2017. They're opening up the reservations, which will probably last for about a half an hour.
Right.
So be on your game. There's a link right there on my Facebook page if you want to stay in Waco next year. Y'all ready for your fixer-upper?
I love that show.
I do, too. And you know what? It's in repeats because the new season probably doesn't even start till October. But we watch these shows over and over and over and over again.
Kinda
I mean,
Big Bang Theory. I watch them over and over again, and I'll do the same thing with fixer-upper.
Crazy.
Yeah,
all right,
it is.
Time for the Who Cares News for today. What's going on today?
Rich people and famous people, they do have real life problems. The struggle is real. Justin Bieber has threatened to take his Instagram account private after many believers bombarded his social media account with hate.
Hate?
Hateful.
Say it's not
messages.
So.
Don't do it.
Don't do it, Justin.
Don't do it,
Don't
Justin.
Do it. We'll have nothing to talk about on this news.
In other
program.
Words, that's sarcasm. it's all about rumored new girlfriend, Sophia Richie. So Justin says, I'm going to make my Instagram private if you guys don't stop the hate. This is getting out of hand. If you guys are really fans, you wouldn't be so mean to people that I like.
Oh, he's such a baby.
Hey, I'll get people. There's no filter.
I don't know.
Manners are out the
baby.
Window. No, it's, well,
Come
you know.
On.
He should have said, be so mean, period. Because people be mean these
Look,
days.
Look, when you put, I know they're mean. And we can blame it on millennials. Okay, let's call it what it is. We'll blame it on the millennial. I've seen a lot
the
of
millennialism.
Stuff recently. Yeah. I mean, millennials don't care. They've got no tact.
That's true.
So and that's what's wrong with the world. Send your letters to Morgan.
Actually, it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what age. I see some people spouting off some.
I know, but it started with the millennials.
You get death threats if you drop a football.
I know, but they don't care about anything. They don't want to work at anything.
That's true.
They're entitled.
That's true.
And their world is going to be a mess. All right, I'll get off my soapbox. Where were we?
Oh.
Are they boyfriend, girlfriend?
Well, I don't know, because she's not quite 18 yet.
Oh, really?
She'll be 18 the 24th of this month.
Ah, okay.
She's Lionel
she's
Richie's...
jailbait.
Yeah, she's
That's
Lionel
what she
Richie's
is.
17-year-old jailbait daughter.
Oh, wow.
Nicole Richie's baby sister.
Hmm.
They've been... Her and the Biebs have been hanging together. She accompanied Justin on a recent trip to Japan.
Wow.
And
wow.
Did they sleep in separate rooms, or did she have a chaperone? Does daddy know?
I don't think daddy cares. I'll be honest with you. I don't think daddy cares. She's almost 18. Although, Justin, a little piece of advice. 17 will get you 20. You may remember that we reported that Criminal Minds star Thomas Gibson has been suspended from the series for a couple of episodes. Well, on Friday, Thomas was fired.
You're fired!
From the show. Wait a minute. I think you owe somebody a royalty
money.
For
yeah.
saying that. Anyway, producers have given him the boot over the alleged altercation with another producer over some creative differences. ABC and CBS own this show, and they issued a terse statement Friday stating that Thomas Gibson has been dismissed from Criminal Minds. Creative details for how the character's exit will be addressed in the show will be announced at a later date.
Yeah, it's too bad. Well, it's not that it's too bad because he got fired, because that's all cool. But I like this. Cool. I like this character.
That's all cool.
Well, he was being a jerk.
Yeah, he was being a jerk.
I liked his character, though.
Well, you know, another one of the worst kept secrets in Hollywood is that Thomas Gibson is not easy to work with. He's had other altercations. This is, going back to even 2014, they ordered him to go to anger management over some altercations on set at Grown Rewinds. So he's now lawyered up.
He's got a lawyer and he's unemployed.
And we'll see what happens next.
Do you watch The Voice?
Sometimes. I'm not a huge... Yeah. I don't follow it like I got it, you know. Peter B. likes The Voice. He loves The Voice. And he actually talks about it on his Facebook page all the time.
He makes me chuckle.
Peter B. or The Voice?
Peter B.
Ah, okay. Well, I mean, I watch a couple episodes, but I don't get into the whole, you know, Sandy is going to be the winner this year or anything like that. I don't even know who these kids are.
Well, then I guess the story is for Peter B. then.
Okay, so Peter, here you go.
So Miley Cyrus and Alicia Keys are reportedly already BFFs on the set of The Voice.
Oh, that's right. They're going to be the new judges.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And they're giving Adam and Blake's bromance a serious run for its money. So an insider that attended a taping of the show on Friday reports that the two ladies are super close and spend a lot of time during the taping smiling at each other and holding hands.
What?
So is this about defeating Adam and Blake, or do they need to get a room?
I think they need to get a room. What? No, I mean, everybody's competing against each other on that show. Is that not right?
It is.
I know they look at each other to see if the other one's going to push their button and turn their chair. But I think a lot of that strategy, too.
Well, they all want to defeat Blake, though, because
Blake's
the big
one. Almost all of them.
Yeah.
And I don't know that he's that great of a guy. Does anybody really like Blake Shelton besides Gwen Stefani? Do people like him?
I don't know.
I get a weird vibe by watching him on that show.
People like him.
I don't know.
It's
all for show. Kind of like what we do here every morning. It's all for show.
I just get paid better for
it. There's no love between us, trust me. we just put on that act.
That's right.
It's show business.
It's show business.
It's show business.
Well, the two ladies seem to have formed a bond, so stay tuned,
Peter
B.
Stay tuned.
New season of The Voice debuts on September the 19th.
On NBC.
NBC.
Hey, you know who likes to post as many risque photos on Instagram as Kim Kardashian?
I don't know.
Halle Berry. That's who.
Oh,
yes.
That's what you do all day.
Well, that's part of it. Halle has joined Instagram this past spring and has been posting plenty of half-dressed and tastefully naked photos of herself online. Well, on Sunday, of course, she celebrated her 50th birthday. Halle Berry is 50. Can you believe that? There's no justice
in the world.
Yeah. Well, she's got money. Anyway, she shared an Instagram of her standing open-armed and wearing only a sheer white flowing wrap and nothing else.
I was asleep in heaven when God was passing out favors.
The picture shows off the outline of her very toned body, stating that in the caption, she's so blessed to be here. No, Halle, we're the ones that are blessed.
Ugh.
We are so blessed.
Ugh.
Happy birthday, Halle Berry. Need to follow her on my Instagram. I'm kind of surprised I haven't done that.
What?
Well, I'm not very active on Instagram. I guess I will be now.
How are you not following her on Instagram?
It's just me. Hey, you can listen to us all day long on our podcast website at thewhocaresnews.com if you dare or if you care. And we'll see you tomorrow when Halle Berry is 50 and 2 days.
Yeah, so we're going to be, I'm going to be watching you.
Are you?
Yeah.
You're watching me? You got your eye on me?
No, that would be for like a bad
Or do you have a
bad
you have a hidden webcam like Amber Heard?
No, I just said I don't want to because it would be scary.
Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow, and
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Be sure to subscribe to our podcast and listen for new episodes Mondays through Fridays, and check out our website at thewhocaresnews.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, too. Van Camp and Morgan can be heard weekday mornings live from 6 to 9 Pacific on bossbossradio.com. For the Who Cares News, I'm Halle Berry.